COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Today we are talking dirty laundry, cleaning yourself, cleaning your house, and maybe a little bit of shame reduction.
You're doing a podcast episode about cleaning. Fair enough. This is Late Bloomers.
Where we are getting our lives together.
Eventually.
Listen, cleaning is a big area of secret shame for loads of people, and especially in neurodivergent households, whether it's personal hygiene or household cleaning. Loads of people are feeling terrible about it. So let's talk about it.
So I just wanted to make sure you're not professing to be like, is it Marie Kondo or whatever name? Like,
I don't think anyone is going to think I'm a cleaning expert, are they? No. So just in case, disclaimer, we are not. You a bit more than me, but I'm not a cleaning expert. I'm a cleaning non-expert.
I can hold my own.
You can.
Right. So should we start?
Yeah.
Let's start with a confession time. Just to break the ice.
Lovely.
Make anyone watching, stroke listening, feel better about themselves.
Go on.
So what's your grossest cleaning and hygiene fail?
I have got so many. So I'm going to go with cleaning first.
Yep.
So it would be having a fly infestation when I was 20, in my second year at uni.
Wait. So I obviously know the story, but please share, because I would really love to know how that happens.
So it was my second year of uni.
Yes.
So I was moving into a flat for the first time, not a halls of residence, like a house, mm-hmm. living with a few mates, all boys. I was kind of, there was a few single rooms and then one double room, and I was given the double room because I was the girl.
Yeah.
I think they were being chivalrous.
Mm.
I had grand plans for this room. I wanted to paint it purple, mirrors on the wall, fairy lit canopy. I bought all the gear.
Yeah.
And then just left it on the floor. In fact, I kicked over a pot of paint on a drunken night out and spilled purple paint all over the carpet.
But where were the flies?
Oh, right. So I never unpacked my suitcase.
Right.
So just kind of lived out of a suitcase. And then I'd throw wet towels on the suitcase. And then I must have just left them there for months, because one time someone came in my room and like moved the towels and there was a fly infestation.
You do know, I'm sure you do, but if you don't, this might be quite shocking, that they would have been maggots first.
Yeah.
So there would have been maggots growing on your towel left in the corner, turning into flies trapped in the towel. I don't think I'd be able to slip. Like, wow, babe.
No, it's so gross. But like at the time, I didn't know I had ADHD. I'm living away from home for the first time. I had some family stuff going on. My mum was ill with cancer. I just was like, oh, I guess I'm just really messy. You just deal with it. You just brave it, wear it like a badge of honour. Like I can see now it's just, what?
But how did you dry yourself when you, because presumably these towels would have been here a long time to grow maggots and then for the maggots to go through whatever process they're going through to turn into flies. Yeah. How did you cope in the meantime?
So I'd buy new towels.
And just add to the pile?
Yeah. Or like I'd borrow people's towels. Sometimes I'd just run through with a sheet. Like I was quite industrious with finding towels. And let's be honest, I wasn't showering.
Yeah.
Like that regularly. I don't remember being in that bathroom like very often, if I'm being truthful. Anyway, let's take the spotlight off me. What's your biggest house cleaning fail? Like most gross thing?
I don't think I've got a house cleaning fail.
Oh my God.
Like what I can say from a hygiene perspective, I stink right now. like it's gross. You know, sometimes you can handle the smell of your own bad smells, like whether it be farts or BO or whatever. I can barely bring myself to sniff my pits at the moment. Like it feels like someone else's smell. That's how bad it is.
That is the perfect way to be for this episode.
Yeah.
You come as you are, babe. And I'm glad you're sitting a meter and a half away from me. And no one can smell you for a video or audio. So
exactly.
The audience is fine. But you really, in your entire life, there's not one time your house has ever got really messy or...
I've tidied it up. Like it might have had messy period, but I've just tidied. There's nothing that warrants me talking about it on a podcast. But wow. You know me, I'm mentally unwell if things are untidy. So I That's choose to get true. With someone with ADHD. Genius. You know what I mean?
Listen, you're setting challenges, you're overcoming them. That's how you build self-esteem, apparently. Okay, all right. What about, so personal hygiene?
I stink.
Right now?
Yeah.
Any other hair brushing, teeth cleaning, showering, like anything else that's gross in your life?
No. Look, I love you, right? So I'm saying this in jest, but before I met you, I showered every day. I cleaned my teeth twice a day, like without fail. Like I needed to shower to have enough energy to get in the car to drive to work. Now I don't.
So you're blaming your worst cleaning errors on me?
It's right? Not your fault. I feel more comfortable. Like I'm sitting here. I love the fact that I smell so bad. Like it gives me something to talk about, doesn't it?
There you go. But I have rubbed off on you. My filth.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Okay, so my personal hygiene fail. I got so many. I almost feel it's like a bit unfair to talk about. But let's just pick one. What do you think I'd go for with personal hygiene?
Would it
hygiene?
Be like tampons or something or not?
Rolling my own tampons because I keep forgetting tampons. No, because they're quite clean if you roll them well.
I don't know.
And I'm quite adept at...
I don't know about that.
Rolling them well. I mean, I've had mats in my hair and I've had to have my hair cut off because I haven't washed or brushed my hair when I was younger.
Well, I'm so sorry. I do want you to carry on, but can I just ask a question that's been on my mind since our first TikTok video about a trampon?
Yes.
So without going too graphic, you're rolling your own tampon with toilet roll, with toilet paper, putting it inside of you. Does that not like disintegrate? Because that feels quite unhygienic. No. What do you mean no?
So,
if you run a toilet roll under the tap, it goes just like slop.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously not a tap up there, is it, babe? So it happens, I don't do it all the time. That happens when you've forgotten that it's time of the month and you're caught short out and about. So you're out and about and you think, oh no.
Yeah, I understand that.
The Red River is flowing. So you find a toilet paper, you roll it almost. There's a sort of technique.
Right.
And you're trying to keep it as sort of
tight as possible
so you can get as much in there. So you sort of roll it like this. Then you will fold it in half to make a sort of entrance point.
Right.
That is utilised. And then you wouldn't leave it for a really long time. That it's only for like a short
stopgap.
You get
to the shop.
A couple of hours.
But a couple of hours doesn't feel like a short... Like I'm thinking, right, I've done this. I need to get to the shop now. Like 5 minutes.
No, it can hold. It's remarkable. I mean, I've had it overnight before. It's remarkably resilient if you get the fold right.
And would it... Sorry, last question. And thanks for sharing with me. But would it not be better to just pad in your pants, just loads there?
So I have done that too.
Right.
But obviously that can move around. It doesn't feel as secure. There's always going to be a bit of anxiety. Whereas if you're actually plugging the old gap.
Right. Okay. Fine.
This is meant to be shame reduction and I feel it's Look, just babe, like we're me talking about shaming openly. Myself.
I'm not saying anything bad, am I? Like, I think it's fascinating. I have learnt that toilet roll is more resilient up there than I thought it would be.
There you go, learn a new thing every day. Yeah, also mats in hair, not cleaning teeth for ages and then have fillings, just being a stinky pie in general. Yeah, that's me. Right. Can't believe you didn't have anything for that. That's...
Number two.
Okay, listen. we're going to talk about some statistics that nobody wants to hear.
Okay.
And we're going to see how we match up, yeah?
Yeah.
So how often do you think the average person changes their bed sheets?
Once every 2 months.
Now, it's actually every 24 days. Now, I got this from Google, and these are actually statistics from America. So this is in the US. Bear that in mind. They're changing their sheets on average every 24 days. So what's that in weeks?
3 weeks and 3 days.
But an expert says that you should apparently change it every week.
Whatever.
Bacteria builds up. So how often do you change your bed sheets?
Oh, my God. 3-4 months?
I think we...
When I can be bothered?
We found your thing.
Okay, so this is the answer to question one.
When my trampon fails, that's when.
Yeah. Usually when there's blue hair dye or some stain, yeah.
That's mental though, isn't it? Every 24... Thing is though, having clean sheets is so lovely.
Notice you didn't... You asked me how often I change my sheets. We sleep in the same bed. How often do you change them, Bubby?
I don't often change the sheets, but I am very good at buying new sheets from HomeSense. So,
and you love new sheets.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I am both the dirtiest person you could ever imagine, who also loves cleanliness in the extreme. So it's like quite an unfortunate mixing of things there.
The thing about changing the sheets though, and I'm not being mean, but what happens to me with I've got to change the sheets, that means I've got to wash the sheets that come off. There's already loads of washing. The wear again shelf maybe has just been gone through. So I've got a full thing of washing and it's adding an extra load of washing and drying. So it's like, I can't deal with that. Whereas you, it's probably fair to say, you look at, this is going to be lovely getting into this new bed. And then the sheet fairy takes the dirty sheets away.
Yeah, it's true.
And they arrive back at some point.
So that's why I don't change the sheets, because I don't want to add to your workload. So actually,
it's just care.
Okay, you ready for statistic number two?
Yeah, go on.
And this is again America. In a fraction, as expressed in a fraction, mm-hmm. How many people shower or bath every day?
4 out of 5.
Wow, it's 2/3.
So I went 80%, it's 66%.
Oh, you weren't close. For some reason,
I thought
you sounded close. See, that's mind-blowing. 66% of people shower or bath every single day.
Wait, you think that's mind-blowing because it's a lot?
Yeah.
See, I think it's mind-blowing because I don't feel like it is a lot. Because I used to do it every day. I know that I don't now, so I would be one of the minority. But I don't think that's a lot.
I guess we're coming at it from different
angles.
Perspective. One feral animal and one used to be quite well-adapted individual until you met me.
Now stink.
How long was it since your last shower? Why are you so stinky today?
3 days ago.
Okay.
But it's been really hot.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Yeah. And what makes you decide now to have a shower? Because obviously historically it was, you would always have a shower before work, but you work from home now, so there isn't that trigger.
Yeah, do you know what? That's the problem. That's why I'm not, because it's not, if I'm going out, which I never do, I'll probably have a shower. Or I get to a stage where the stench is like it is today. I'm like, I need to wash those pits.
So that's your alarm bell when you smell your pits.
Yeah, which is probably the same as you, right?
Yeah, I wait for the body to give me the alarm and then I'll go and jump in the bath.
You sometimes, though, don't opt the bath. You can sometimes do the quick wash, can't you? And I'd never done that before.
Oh, the super until quick this shower.
No, the flannels under the armpits, the soap and the...
Oh.
Not even flannel, just fingernails on soap under the pits and then you're good to go.
Yeah, you do all the sort of important areas with a flannel.
I love that.
But don't try not to put the flannel back, because then if someone uses it on their face and it's been on your armpits and then your bum and stuff.
What would actually happen?
What you'd do you smell it.
Would you though? Why? So the flannel would smell of... Really?
I think if you had really BOE pits and you've gone in like that and you've hung it back up and someone's come in and washed their face, oh no, that even makes me go a bit icky.
What do you do with the flannels then? Just put them in the wash?
Well, I'm saying, I'm advising others to not put them back. I play roulette.
Flannel roulette.
Flannel roulette. Yeah, so okay. Is this a flannel I've used on a quick BO wash and bum wash?
No.
Or is it a clean face flannel?
No.
I know.
Okay.
No, wait, I've got one more. I can't believe this is where this is going. What percentage of people do you think clean their teeth every day?
Oh, this has got to be high. 95%.
70%.
Shut up.
Listen, this is just a quick Google. So,
who knows?
Who knows? And also, right, with these stats, who's answering a cleanliness survey? Right, that's my question. You've got to dig beneath the statistics. Who's gone and answered a cleanliness survey? I think clean people, right? So I think these stats are swayed.
You think all these clean people roaming around like, I wish I could find a cleanliness survey to fill in today.
Well, I've certainly never been asked to fill one in. So I think if you polled our audience those three questions, we would get different results.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. You have to have an analytic mindset and look beyond the basic stats. Who put them together? Where did they come from? Yeah. Anyway, so 70% of people are cleaning their teeth every day. Where are you at with teeth?
I used to, again, every day. But like now, if I've got a day at home or a med in or whatever, then no. I really do try though. And actually, I really do try and do a good clean. Like I do the flossing and do you know what I mean?
You do. You're amazing with flossing, tongue scraper, the electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
I'm like on and off.
Yeah.
I'm on and off. I'll always clean my teeth if I'm going out.
Yeah. Which is never.
Very introverted. So read into that what you will. I will try and clean my teeth once a day.
But we don't do it every day. But there's like,
some days I'm in bed and I'm like, oh.
Why would I get up?
I haven't cleaned my teeth today. And then it's like, should I? Occasionally I will jump out of bed and do it then.
Yeah.
One weird thing about teeth cleaning, I shared with my therapist that like I haven't been to the dentist in years and are not that up on my teeth. And he's a psychoanalytic therapist. So they're renowned for being quite neutral in whatever you tell them. So it makes it a judgment-free zone and they don't really have opinions about anything because they want you to feel empowered to run your own life. But it was the first time that all the stories of woe and trauma I've told this dude, me saying that I hadn't been to the dentist in years and don't really clean my teeth, he was like, what? I was like, is that bad? He goes, Rox, that is bad. It was the first time in over a year
an opinion.
That I've got an opinion. And that has made me think, because actually me and you are both maybe letting the...
We pay for dental cover. We just don't do anything with it.
Yeah, you get it with work and then...
I'll change the bed sheets. You sort the dentist out.
What, after this episode?
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing. And for our listeners, is it time for you to go to the dentist?
There you go.
Or just clean your teeth.
Right, come on, we got to move on. Number three, the great clean off.
Oh.
Share your weirdest but effective hacks for cleaning and hygiene.
Sure. So for hygiene, mine is to like, you'll hate this, spend money on lovely bath and beauty products. So I actually do bath pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And I always have lovely bath salts, candles in there, like body oils, moisturizers. I'm currently using my African Net sponge.
Yeah.
Like I make the bath a dopamine filled experience. I'm always excited. I also always listen to a podcast in the bath. So I've got a podcast going plus a new vanilla body wash, African Net sponge. Like it's a whole experience. I couldn't just jump in and out of the shower.
Yeah.
So yeah, just spend money basically.
Oh, you're saying I'll hate it like I don't know about it.
No.
Like I know by the packages you see that gets
the space
delivered.
NK boxes. Okay, so what's your cleanliness? Like, sorry, personal hygiene hack first.
I don't have one, but I'm not professing to be brilliant. I'm just no. not. Oh. I don't have a hack. I don't. Yeah.
How?
I would have been able to answer this like when I was a bank manager, but like not now.
What was your hack as a bank manager?
It was
manager?
Just like, you shower before leaving the house. It's the first thing you do. It wakes you up. It gives you energy. After a shower, you clean your teeth. Like, it was all done every day. And now it's just not.
We need to try and start getting you back. All right. So then that's the cleaning hack. What about your house cleaning?
Well, house cleaning is just like, if it's untidy, do it. But I know that's not helpful. So I've been a bit weird with this one. So mine, a big bugbear of mine is like, I like the ensuite bathroom being nice. So my hack was to buy the hard cased toothpaste to put on the sink. Do you know why?
Because it's more aesthetic. It's got the
no.
minimalist.
It's because you are a squeezer of toothpaste.
Sorry, a what?
A squeezer. You squeeze from the top.
Wait.
Of the toothpaste tube. No, wait, hear me out.
I'm being attacked.
You squeeze from the top, too much comes out, you smash it down, you leave a crust of toothpaste on the top, which is gross, which means you can't close the lid properly. And then when you try to get to the end of the toothpaste, you have to like roll it up from the bottom, iron it out. So yeah, we went on the hard plastic. Oh, but just because it was making so much mess.
Never shared that with me. I don't know if I like being referred to as a squeezer.
Deny it, though.
No, I can't recall it like immediately, but if I was thinking about getting toothpaste, I'd flick open the lid. I'm not squeezing from the top. I'm just wrapping it. I'm just putting it
wherever
in my hand
your fingers
and squeezing
are.
Where my thumb lands, which is a bit nearer the top.
Or midway, at least. It's certainly not the bottom, is
no,
it?
No, it's not the bottom. I have seen some. I haven't seen them recently. Obviously, this is why. When you've rolled it up, in like a weird little roll. And that I just throw those away because I'm like that.
There's so much juice left in them.
No. If you're rolling it.
What's wrong with rolling it?
I don't know. I love that. It's a good hack. So buy a hard cased toothpaste if you live with a squeezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess it can relate to anything. Like it can relate to having a little hook for your flannels that you have learned wash your BO with. But like having it also, it's just easy
having
and accessible.
A place.
Having a place for things.
Okay, my cleaning a house hack is invite somebody over.
Oh, that's good.
If somebody is coming to this house,
yeah,
I am cleaning the floor, the sink, the kitchen. I'm lighting candles and putting aromatherapy. No, that is my one time. Don't try and take that away.
What I'm sitting here thinking is I wonder if I could get away. I wouldn't be able to do it very often. Of just lying to you, like if it needed doing and I wanted us both to do the cleaning, just being like, babe, someone's got, like, how would you?
It would work once.
Yeah, but would you be angry? That's what I'm trying to work out. It would work, but like, would you be angry?
Oh, that's difficult. Because on one hand, I'd be so happy that I'd cleaned to such a high standard and the house was lovely. On the other, I'd be so fuming.
Mm.
Trust would have been broken.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know whether we'd recover. And you'd never, ever be able to do it again. So like, you have that
I
once.
I would. You'd forget. Not very often, but I could do it again, 100%.
Maybe like once a year.
Yeah.
You could have once a year. There's got to be another way to try and get me to clean than that, but I've never found it in 40 years. So absolutely lovely jubbly. Right, we're going to tie it up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
And we're going to reframe cleaning and personal hygiene.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, so important, there's no moral value to personal hygiene or cleaning your house. For ADHDers, it's a reason we shame ourselves, hate ourselves, feel like bad people, feel disgusting. It just is or it isn't. You can do it, you cannot do it. You might need help, you might not. It doesn't make you a bad person if you haven't cleaned your teeth today or if you haven't changed the sheets in the 24 days average.
Yeah.
And I just think that is so important because so many of us end up hating ourselves.
I completely agree that there's no moral value. What I sometimes struggle with in my head is that that doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't matter. I'm not saying it should matter to everyone, but it matters to me.
No, no, no. In our house, there's a moral value, me as your partner, to talk to you about it, be cleaner, help with the kitchen, to get in amongst it because it's important to you. But I more mean if you're away for a week and it gets a bit messy,
yeah,
I don't need to turn inwards and go, I'm the worst person alive. I'm just like, I'm a bit messy.
You would wait until I was getting in the car from the airport and then you would blitz it.
That's
the problem.
That's all I need. Next thing, better done than perfect.
Mm.
Like ADHD is, we want to be perfect. We want to spring clean every room and ourselves. Look, quick shower, quick wipe down, just let it be.
Yeah.
Let's just get in, get out. Like in 5 minutes, blew my mind when we were recording our dubby videos for our dubby app, which is a body doubling app for cleaning. We have these tidy timers and it was like 5 minutes cleaning for 300 seconds.
Done a whole room.
And they weren't super messy, but they were like not tidy. I'd done a kitchen, I'd done a bedroom in 300 seconds.
It's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Celebrate the small wins. If you have cleaned your teeth today, wiped down a surface, had a bath, ordered an African net sponge.
Squeeze from the bottom. Pat yourself on
the back. Like, let's celebrate it. And yeah. I think the final thing is that like ADHDers or neurodivergents have very often just decided to give up on cleaning. We feel like we failed. We'll never be clean. We'll never reach that standard. So we sack it off. But we function so much better in a clean environment and we're so happy. So it's just a reminder that you deserve to be clean. You might need a bit of help with that. And you also deserve loads of compassion. So I hope this is the episode that gets someone to go and give a little tooth a clean.
One tooth. I'd do the rest of them if you're there.
Do the rest of it, but also don't beat yourself up. It's all good. You only live once.
Late bloomers talking about cleaning.
I know.
Look at us.
Where we're sort of getting it together, but not really eventually because you stink and I haven't cleaned my teeth today.
Hope you've enjoyed the episode.
If you have, like, share, subscribe, follow, and we will see you same time next week.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.